Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
Be pleased to turn in your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Peter.
我们请打开, 圣经, 彼得后书,
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章.
I'm going to read quite a few verses this morning.
我们今天早上会读, 多少少的经节.
As I like to share with you the last words from our brother Peter as recorded in the Word of God.
願意和大家分享, 在聖經裡面, 使徒保羅和我們所分享,
Peter,
彼得, so, 彼得,
we'll start on verse 3 of chapter 3.
彼得後書第三章第三節.
Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But the present heavens and earth by his word are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found in by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of scriptures to their own destruction. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, lest being carried away by the error of unprincipled men, you fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
彼得后书第三章第三节到十八节。 第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说：主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖岁了以来，万物与起初创造的时候形似一样。他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，藉水而成的地。故此当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。 但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不虔敬之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是耽言，其实不是耽言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿一人人人悔改。 但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都是如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样坚强，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。 但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可谴责，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧，写了信给你们。 他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信上有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己的坚固的地步上堕落。 你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。
Let's turn to the Lord in a word of prayer.
我们请低头有少少祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for the word that you give to us this morning.
天父，感谢你今天早上俾我哋嘅话语。
Thank you for remembering us in our simple state.
感谢你系纪念我哋。
We praise and thank you for your loving kindness upon us.
感谢赞美你向我哋嘅慈爱。
We ask that you would open your words unto us this morning.
求你今天早上打开你嘅话语。
That we may be able to walk in your deeper and higher ways.
使我哋喺走一条更高更直嘅路。
So lead us this morning back into your glory.
求你将我哋第一次去到你嘅荣耀里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen. So this morning, I'd like to continue kind of along the lines of what I've been sharing earlier this year.
今天早上，願意同大家分享喺過去一年同大家所分享嘅嗰一條線。
In so far as last words.
同大家所交通到關於末了嘅話。
The last words of a man are quite important usually.
實在係一個人所講末了嘅話，最後嘅話，通常都係好重要嘅。
Because they normally speak of what is on a man's heart.
因為呢啲末了嘅話就講出呢個人喺心裏面最重要嘅嗰一啲嘅事情。
And what is it that this individual would want to pass along to those who are still living?
因為佢哋末了嘅話就係講到呢一個人佢想將啲咩話係遺留俾仍在地上嘅人咧。
So here in 2 Peter chapter 3, the Lord reveals to us the last words through our brother Peter.
喺呢一度彼得後書第三章，主係寫咗記載咗呢一位彼得呢一位弟兄向我哋最後末了嘅話。
And what it is that is on his heart.
亦都係向我哋去啟示喺彼得裏面心裏面最重要嘅係啲咩事情。
Not even just necessarily on the heart of Peter, but really on the heart of God.
實在唔單止呢一啲話係彼得喺心裏面好重要，喺主自己嘅心裏面亦都係好重要嘅。
We remember that Peter was one who walked closely with the Lord.
我哋記得彼得是與主是很親密來去同行的。
And the Lord really loved Peter.
主也都很愛彼得。
We recall that after the Lord's resurrection, the Lord and Peter had a very close encounter.
我們記得主復活之後，主同彼得有一個很親密的一個經歷。
A very personal encounter.
是一個很個人的經歷。
It was that morning at the Sea of Galilee.
就是那一天早上在加利利海旁。
After a night of fishing.
就是彼得是打魚一晚之後。
And the Lord revealed himself to Peter and the disciples for now the third time after his resurrection.
主就在那一次第三次復活之後向彼得和他的門徒來去顯現。
And after breakfast, the Lord Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me?
在早飯之後主耶穌就問彼得：你愛唔愛我呢？
And Peter replied, Yes, Lord, I love you.
彼得就咁樣回答：主，我愛你。
And so the Lord told Peter to tend my lambs.
咁主就吩咐彼得去喂養我嘅羊。
Three times the Lord asked Peter whether he loved him.
主就問彼得三次：你愛唔愛我？
Three times Peter said, Yes, Lord, I love you.
彼得都三次嘅回應：主，我愛你。
And three times the Lord followed up. And told Peter to tend my lambs, to lead my sheep, shepherd my sheep.
咁三次主都要同彼得講，你要去喂養、牧養我嘅羊。
So Peter was one who, at this point in time, really held on to the words of the Lord.
所以喺嗰陣時，彼得實在係抓住主嘅話。
Because the Lord was doing a great transformational work within Peter.
因為主在彼得裏面是作了一個很大改變的工作。
We remember he had changed so much.
我們也都記得彼得實在是改變了很多。
From the time when he first met the Lord and for those three or so years that he walked with the Lord.
就是從他第一次遇見主之後三年與主同行。
To the many years after this resurrection account.
直到是主復活之後很多年
He was one who had been changed And greatly used by the Lord to spread the gospel as we read in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传也看到主是用着彼得大大的来去传讲福音。
And he became one of the pillars of the church.
彼得也成为教会一支的支柱。
A leader of men, yet a servant of God.
就是人的领袖，却是神的仆人。
We know that he was in prison for his faith.
我们晓得因着他的信,他被收监,
for speaking and teaching in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为他是传讲主耶稣的名,
and he ultimately died because of this faith in his Lord.
他结局就是因着他向主的信,他是被杀的。
In this letter, in the beginning of this letter, in the first chapter, the second Peter, it is quite clear that Peter knows that his days are coming to an end.
我们在彼得后书第一章那里看到彼得晓得他要死的日子，离开世的日子近了。
It's just as the Lord had described to him so many years ago on that beach at the Sea of Galilee.
就好像主在很多年前在加利利海旁这样向彼得这样去预言。
That one day when Peter would grow old, men would take him to a place where he did not want to be led.
有一天,当彼得年老的时候,他要伸出来,被人去捉住他的手,带他去不愿意去的地方。
And they would stretch out his arms and gird him.
他亦都会伸出他的手,被人去捉住。
So this is what the Lord told Peter so many years ago.
所以主在很多年前已经告诉彼得这样的事情会发生。
As to signal the type of death that he was to die to glorify God.
是要去预表他将来是要怎样死。
So many years later,
过了很多年之后,
I think the Lord keeps these matters in Peter's heart.
主实在将这些话放在彼得的心里面。
How is it that he is to love the Lord's sheep?
他是要彼得知道他要怎样去爱主的羊。
And what is it that they should turn their eyes upon as our brother Peter was living his last days on this earth?
亦都要彼得告诉这班羊知道是要怎样去过他们活他们的日子。
So clearly, as we read the third chapter in this book, we can see that the heart, the vision that Peter had, the burden was that as believers, as those who are in Christ, that we would look unto our Lord.
所以我们在彼得后书那里见到彼得的负担,那个意象,就是对于我们这一班信主的人来讲,是要怎样去仰望我们的神。
That we would be those who are looking for the coming of the day of God.
我们要去期待主的日子的来临。
For the Lord's return, for the new heavens and new earth.
就是在那一天,主是回来,去到这个,带我们回到那个新天,新地那里。
And so in this third chapter here, Peter says three times, so look for these things.
所以在彼得后书第三章那里讲到,你们要去寻求,去期待这些事情发生。
You know, these past few weeks, we've heard so much about the coming of the day of the Lord.
在过去几个星期,我们听了很多关于主的再来的这些信息。
As we were able to go to the West Coast Christian Conference several weeks ago.
我们几个礼拜前可以去到西岸特会。
Or attend a special meeting last weekend.
或者在上个周末,我们去到特别聚会里面。
We really sense the burden that our speakers have for the return of our Lord.
我们实在感受到这一班讲员里面的负担,关于主的再来。
How the Lord wants to work through us, work through the church to sanctify her.
主是如何盼望是藉着我们来去使他的教会成圣。
To make her ready, spotless and blameless.
使他的教会是预备好,成为装饰好的新妇。
Also that we may be able to enter into his kingdom.
亦都是要让我们看见我们能够进入他的国度里面。
And to rule with him.
是与他一同的掌权。
This is God's glorious plan for us.
这个实在是神在我们身上荣耀的旨意。
Oh, how wonderful it is.
实在何等奇妙。
And so we really look forward to ushering in the day of the Lord.
所以我们实在是期待主的日子再临到我们当中。
So this is a concept that we have.
在这个是我们头脑上面有这个认识。
I shouldn't even call it a concept, but this is really a yearning, I hope, that we have.
但实在这个是我们心里面的渴求。
that the Lord would return.
就是主会再来.
But how is it that we are to look? How is it that we are to wait as we're looking for the Lord to return?
但是当我们去仰望主的再来的时候, 我们应该怎样去, 等待呢?
I believe these last words here from the Apostle Peter describes how it is that we are to look.
我实在相信, 这一些, 彼得末了的话, 就向我们形容, 我们应该要怎样去等待.
And there are really three items that stand out as we read through this text here.
在这一段经文里面, 有三点, 我们是看到的.
The first one is that we would be on our guard.
第一点, 就是我们要去, 警醒, 要谨慎,
from mockers, from unprincipled men, from those who are ungodly.
是从这些不见情的人, 当中, 我们要去警醒, 谨慎.
The second is that we would conduct ourselves in holiness and godliness.
第二点, 就是我们要去, 作一个, 圣洁, 敬虔的人。
Third one that I'd like to touch upon this morning is that we would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
第三点, 就是我们要在耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
Three G's.
就是英文里面三个的G。
To guard.
要警醒谨慎。
To lead godly lives.
是要活一个敬虔的生活。
To grow in the grace of our Lord.
要在基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
This is what the Lord places on Peter's heart.
这些就是主放在彼得里面的负担。
As we look for the return of our Lord.
当我们去期待主的再来的时候。
Now I know a lot of times when we talk about the return of the day of the Lord.
很多时候我们讲到主的再来的时候。
We often just, it seems like we encourage the young people.
很多时候我们是分享来去勉励一些年轻人。
That they would have this same heart that we who have walked with the Lord for more years, hopefully have developed.
就是希望, 从我们这一班, 是与主同行多, 这些年日的, 能够去勉励, 这些年轻人。 来去这样去等候主。
And I know there's not too many young people here amongst us this morning.
我晓得当中今天早上不是很多, 年轻人。
I don't mean to offend you. I know some of you like to think you're young.
可能你是都觉得自己年轻, 但是我希望没得罪你。
But sometimes I think the impression of these young people is that how come these old people are always talking about the return of the Lord?
我觉得这一班年轻人, 就可能觉得为什么这一些, 年长的,经常都说, 主再来这些事情呢?
Why are they always addressing us specifically? Why does the speaker say, okay, this is for you young people?
为什么这些讲员都是, 是着重是跟这班年轻人说, 就是对这些年轻人说主再来的事情呢?
Sometimes I feel a little bad.
有时我觉得, 很不妥。
Almost feel like us as older folks, as older saints, are getting a free pass that we don't have to pay attention.
就是觉得, 我们这一班年长的, 好像已经认识, 这一件事, 不需要去听这些关主再来的信息。
That I can just close my eyes now.
我可以就这样去, 睡一睡觉。
He's not addressing me.
讲完不是跟我讲的。
I've already overcome this.
我已经, 在这件事情上得胜了。
I already know this.
我已经晓得这个功课了。
But the Lord wants to show us more.
但是主, 实在希望向我们每一个说话。
Whether we are young or old.
无论我们是年轻, 年长。
Whether we have just come to believe in the Lord or we've believed in the Lord for decades.
或者我们是刚刚来去认识主, 或者我们已经在主里面一些年日。
The Lord wants to show more of himself unto us.
主希望将他自己更多的来向我们显露。
That we all need to get ready, to be prepared.
我们每一个人都要在主面前预备好。
For our Lord's return.
预备好主的再来。
You know, it's very easy for us living in this day, in this age, in this place, to lose perspective.
我们在这个时代,
we know the Bay Area is one of the most desirable places to live in this world.
我们晓得, 湾区, 三藩市湾区, 是, 这个世界, 很多人, 都很希望在这里居住的一个地方。
And that is something that's easy to tell by just looking at the real estate prices.
我们很容易, 看一下这些地产, 屋价, 我们就晓得。
We have so much going on, so that's going so well for us here.
在湾区, 很多, 很多的行业, 都是很蓬勃的。
There is so much prosperity and wealth and affluence.
有很多的财富。
So we're all doing well.
可能我们, 每一个都做得很好。
And sometimes we just lose perspective.
但因着这些财富, 很多时候我们就忘记了我们自己的观点,
that everything isn't quite as good as it looks to be.
实在很多东西实际上可能没有比外表更好,
that even in this place, in this region, or even in this neighborhood,
甚至在这个城市, 我们周围的邻居,
we know that there are those who are struggling.
我们晓得很多, 都在贫穷里面,
and maybe there are some of us listening today who are also struggling.
或者甚至在我们当中在座的, 可能今日, 我们就是, 在里面有些挣扎,
whether financially or emotionally, spiritually,
可能在, 钱财上面, 可能在我们的感情上面, 或者我们的, 属灵的生命里面,
things are never quite as good as they look.
实在, 很多时候, 我们里面实在是没有我们外表的, 看起来那么风光,
we know that life can change in the blink of an eye.
我们实在晓得, 我们的生命能够在一刹那中, 就一刹那间就,改变过来,
natural catastrophes or man-made events, wars,
可能有天然的灾祸, 或者人为的灾祸, 或者战争,
we can do so much destruction in such a short time.
我们实在能够在一刹那间, 就将这些东西去毁坏。
I was just thinking a little bit about the nuclear war recently.
在过去最近, 我就去思考这个, 核战, 这件事情。
This has really come up quite a bit in this past year.
在过去一年里面, 这个, 核战, 就在新闻上面很多时候都会出现。
Of course, with the North Korean president and the United States presidents shouting all this rhetoric back and forth at each other.
因为我们听到我们美国的总统和北韩的总统, 就是经常用这个字, 来对话,
about how we're going to blow each other up with these missiles.
就是怎样用这些, 核武, 来去, 互相的, 来去, 毁坏。
Or even in the past couple of weeks, I don't know if any of you paid attention to the news that came out of Washington, D.C.
过去星期, 不知道大家有没有看新闻, 是在这个华盛顿总统, 府那里出来的,
that this current administration is pushing for another branch of the military.
我们现在这个政府, 就希望要去建立, 另外一队的军队,
it's called the Space Force.
就是这个太空的军,
and that's in response to how apparently individuals feel like this country is falling behind in the arms race.
就是回应, 有些的国民, 觉得我们在这个, 武器的, 那里我们开始去, 去走退步了。
As nations like China and Russia are developing hypersonic weapons.
因为, 中国和俄国, 现在, 都是去整一些很 超声波的武器,
and we can't defend against these.
我们美国, 我们现在, 就没可能去抵挡这些武器了。
How things can change in such a quick moment.
实在, 在一刹那间, 里面很多东西都可以改变。
Whether it's some big geopolitical event like this or concern like this, threat,
无论是可能就是这些, 因为国家和国家中间, 有这些的战争,
or something that is very personal, things can change very quickly.
或者是我们人与人之间的关系, 就是在一刹那间都可以, 改变过来。
6 months ago, my wife woke up and she was blind and partially blind in one eye.
6个月前, 我太太起身, 她一只眼, 突然之间, 看不到东西。
And through this occurrence, the Lord has shown us so much.
就是藉着这次的经历, 主, 实在是, 给我经历了很多,
and so many brothers and sisters have come along the side and prayed with us.
很多弟兄姊妹都为我们代祷,
and encouraged us with their own stories and testimonies of how the Lord has touched them.
亦都, 用他们, 个人的见证, 主是怎样摸着他们来去鼓励我们。
I never knew that there were so many other brothers and sisters out there who were struggling or had to deal with these same types of physical issues.
我从前都不晓得, 原来这么多弟兄姊妹, 都是在, 经历很多身体的难处, 来去这样去经历主的。
Or they would just wake up one morning and they couldn't see.
就是他們朝早起床，他們就看不到東西了。
Or they couldn't hear.
或者他們聽不到。
There's so many stories and testimonies we've heard.
還有很多故事，很多見證。
And we thank the Lord for the love and support that we felt through our brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我特別感謝主，就是藉著這些弟兄姊妹，我感受到主向我們的愛。
All these matters should really be a warning to us that we do need to be alert.
這些事情的發生都是對我們的尷尬，要我們去仰望主。
That we have to be on guard.
我們要去警醒，我們要謹慎。
Because it is so easy for us to fall asleep. So
因為我們很多時候很容易的就是睡覺過來。
And not realize the preciousness of the times that we're living in, this life, this faith that we have been given.
我們就是忘記了我們主所賜給我們這個這麼寶貝的生命，以及這個，so
we just have to be very thankful that the Lord permits us to live in this time.
所以我們實在感謝主，讓我們能夠活在這個時日裡面。
That we have to be mindful and guarding of what He has placed around us.
就是要去謹慎，要去保守，祂所賜過給我們的。
Because He gives us a way.
因為祂給我們一條路。
To work through all this craziness.
就是給我們一條路，去走過這些這麼艱難的日子。
Through all the anxiousness and all the worries of this life.
就是走過這些從生命來的一切的憂慮。
Even through all the confusion that is in this world.
亦都讓我們經過這個世界，因著這個世界帶來的混亂。
We live in a culture, especially here in this locality. That is so set up against the things of God.
我們活在這個世界，特別在這個城市，這個文化，實在是與主的話是相對的。
We were sharing about it this morning at Bible study.
今天早上在查經的時候，我們就這樣分享。Know
this first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come.
我們要曉得在末後的日子，這些的讥笑的人會來到。
Be on your guard against unprincipled men.
你是要去小心、謹慎嗰一啲唔見情嘅人。
Who carry away others in error.
就係將人係帶到錯謬裏面。
Men who are untaught and unstable, who distort the word of God.
就係嗰一啲將主嘅話歪曲嘅人。
Men who want to have their ears tickled.
就係嗰啲人係
They just want to hear what they want to hear. Even well-educated individuals.
甚至是那些很有學識的人。
Those who are always learning but never able to come to the truth.
他們是不斷的學習，卻是找不到真理。
This is the day and the age that we live in.
這個就是我們所活在的這個時代。
Especially around here with so much education.
特別在灣區，有很多很多學識的人。
And such a mix of cultures.
亦都有很多不同的文化。
I remember reading this book years ago.
我記得在很多年前我看一本書。
It was called Age of Opportunity.
就是講到這個是充滿時機的一個時代。
I believe it's back in the library.
我相信這本書在圖書館後面。
But the author described the idols of modern culture, I thought very well.
那個作者就好好的來去形容我們現今這個社會的文化。
He mentioned that we have to watch out for emotionalism.
他就提醒我們要小心這個情感主義。
That if it feels good, it must be right.
感覺上好的，那件事一定是對的。
And of course that leads to all the sensuality that is in this world.
我們曉得這個文化，這個主義就帶來很多奸淫的事情。
And then there was individualism.
亦都講到有這個個人主義。
That my own happiness is the ultimate goal.
我自己的喜樂就是我人生裡面最終極的那個目的。
Materialism.
亦都講到這個物質主義。
I think we're quite familiar with that, where we focus on clothing or style.
我們都很熟悉。 我們所著重的就是我們所穿、所著的那個風格、那個外表。
Or presentism.
亦都有呢一個嘅現在主義,
living only for today, not concerned at all about the future.
就係只係為著今日嚟去活, yeah. 就係對明天係完全唔理會嘅,
and relativism.
或者係相對嘅主義,
that everything goes, that there's no absolute standard.
就係冇呢一個絕對嘅標準.
These are the things that we have to be on guard against.
呢一啲都係我哋要小心謹慎嘅.
I think back even the time that Peter wrote this letter, there was some of this going on as well.
我實在相信就係當時彼得寫呢封書信嘅時候，呢一啲唔同嘅觀點主義已經喺嗰度發生.
Perhaps the form was a little bit different.
可能有少少唔同.
But at its core, it was really the same issues.
但係佢哋嘅重點都係一樣嘅.
That we really live in a culture that is so set up against the things of God.
我哋所活在呢一個嘅世界，嗰個文化係與主嘅事情嚟去相對嘅.
And our culture is just so focused and preoccupied with the self.
我哋嘅文化所着重嘅就係我哋嘅己.
This is a spiritual warfare that is occurring.
呢一個實在係喺現今所發生呢一個屬靈嘅爭戰.
Back then, so many years ago.
就係喺彼得。 的日子,
and even now today,
甚至是現在,
Peter knew a thing or two about spiritual warfare.
彼得自己, 對於屬靈的爭戰有少許認識,
we can remember the many incidents from the Gospels.
我記得在, 福音書裡面我們都見到,
when he first acknowledged the Christ,
當他來去, 承認基督的時候,
and the Lord told him that flesh and blood did not reveal this to him, but it was his Father, the Father God in heaven, that revealed this to Peter.
主是這樣跟彼得說,不是肉體去啟示的,是父親自向你啟示.
And then shortly thereafter, when the Lord revealed that he was to suffer and to die,
但過了一陣之後,當主來去啟示給門徒聽,他是要去受苦,來去釘十字架.
Peter rebuked the Lord.
彼得就去責備主,
and basically tell the Lord, this can't be.
就跟主說,這件事情不可以發生.
And then what did the Lord say to Peter?
主之後怎樣回應彼得呢?
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦,退去吧。
And then of course on the night before the Lord's crucifixion,
我們亦都記得在主被釘十字架之前那一晚,
the Lord told Peter that Satan had demanded permission to sift him like wheat.
主就跟彼得說,撒旦要求要去
stir him like wheat.
要去篩麥子,來去得著彼得.
And then moments later at the Garden of Gethsemane,
過了一陣,在客西米利園的時候,
three times the Lord asked Peter and a few disciples to watch and to wait.
主就是要 門徒三次的,來去警醒禱告,
to pray that they would not enter in temptation.
要去禱告,使他們不要進入試探裡面。
For the Lord told him that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
因為主是講到,我們的靈是願意,但肉體是軟弱。
That is how it is.
實在是這樣的。
Our flesh is weak, but our spirit is willing.
我們的肉體是軟弱。 即使我們的靈是願意,
as we live in this culture in this day,
就是我們活在這個世代裡面,
or we know in our hearts what is the right thing to do,
我們的心認識什麼事情是對,
but our flesh is weak,
但是我們的肉體是軟弱的,
and we no longer stand as those who are on guard,
我們不能夠去警醒謹慎.
Now, this is what God has asked of men from the beginning.
這個實在是主 從起先要求人所作的,
man was supposed to guard the garden.
人, 起初是要來去保守伊甸園.
He was supposed to rule over all of creation.
人, 原本是要掌管一切被造之物.
And yet man failed.
但是人失敗.
But God in his mercy redeemed us.
但是神因著他的憐憫, 他是用重價來去買回我們.
And he deposited something so precious within each one of us.
在我們每個人裡面, 他是放了一樣很寶貝的事物.
So that now he says to guard what has been entrusted unto you.
所以現在主是要我們去保守他所賜給我們的.
Apostle Paul said, guard through the Holy Spirit which dwells in you, that which has been entrusted, this treasure that has been entrusted to you.
使徒保罗咁样去勉励门徒从前所交托你嘅善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面嘅圣灵牢牢嘅守住。
Do we recognize this wonderful treasure that we have？
我哋认唔认识喺我哋里面嘅宝贝咧
？So the Lord Himself tells us to be on our guards。
所以主自己系告诉我哋，我哋要去谨慎
that,
去保守。
That our hearts would not be weighed down by all the worries of life。
使我哋嘅心唔好因着今生嘅思虑嚟去找住我哋。
Be alert。
我哋要谨慎。
We do not know the day of the Lord.
因為我哋唔曉得我哋主嚟嘅嗰一日係幾時。
But we are encouraged to be ready.
但係我哋係被勉勵，我哋要預備好。
So as we stand guard and we look for the Lord's return.
所以當我哋嚟去小心謹慎嚟去仰望主嘅來臨嘅時候。
Peter also encouraged us to conduct ourselves in holiness and godliness.
彼得亦都勉勵我哋，我哋要去活一個聖潔。
We're to live out the life of God.
我哋要活出神嘅生命。
His righteousness and His goodness.
就係神嗰個公義同埋個美善。
I appreciate last week how our brother shared at the special meeting that we are a people that are so focused and preoccupied on gifts rather than the character.
我實在係好阿門。上個星期喺特會裏特別聚會裏面，弟兄係分享到，我哋係一班好著重恩賜嘅一班人。
Gifts are wonderful.
恩賜係好美好嘅。
They're exciting. They can be a tremendous help in the church.
係好可以係用嚟係大大嘅嚟去建立教會。
We know that gifts are to be used for the edification of the church.
我哋曉得恩賜係用嚟去建立教會嘅。
But it's character. That builds and really forms the foundation of the church through Christ Jesus.
就係呢一個性格就係作為教會建立嘅根基。
Because it was Christ's love, His kindness, His perseverance, His obedience unto His Father God that the church was formed.
就係因著基督自己嘅愛、自己嘅忍耐、自己嗰個嘅信服教會自被建立起嚟。
So Peter knew the importance of virtue and character.
所以彼得自己認識呢一個性格嗰個重要。
And we may remember from the beginning of the letter, 2 Peter.
我哋記得喺彼得後書開始嘅時候。
That he writes these things.
佢就咁樣去寫。
Verse 5, now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and your brotherly kindness, love. For these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第五節，正因這緣故，你們要分外的殷勤。有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了敬虔，又坚强敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄嘅心；有了爱弟兄嘅心，又要加上爱众人嘅心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于懒闲不结果子了。
I'd like to take a little bit of time talking about godliness.
咁我願意同大家分享一啲關於敬虔嘅呢件事情。
Because that is a characteristic that we don't seem to talk much about.
因為好似我哋唔係好多時候嚟去分享呢一個嘅性情。
But it is definitely something that is on Peter's heart.
但係敬虔呢一件事情實在大大嘅喺彼得嘅心裏面。
Because in these three short chapters, Peter writes about godliness. Five different times.
因為喺呢幾章短短嘅信裏面，彼得就講及敬虔五次。
And three other times he contrasts it to those who are ungodly.
亦都有三次嘅嚟去同一啲不敬虔嘅人嚟去作出對比。
There is something that the Spirit wants to say through Peter about godliness.
所以實在聖靈係要藉著彼得嚟去使我哋看見。關於敬虔嘅呢一個學習。
When we think about the characteristics that we espouse or that the world looks for,
當我哋去思想呢一個世界嘅人希望得著嘅一啲嘅性情。
Godliness is not ranked very high on the list.
敬虔唔係呢一個世界所追求嘅。
We usually think of intelligence or beauty or strength.
我哋相信世界人都希望得到智慧、美麗、或者能力。
Or maybe for those internal qualities, trustworthiness, loyalty, compassion.
或者一啲比較內在嘅性情，就係一啲可靠，就係有情感嘅，或者係值得信賴嘅。
But hardly anyone ever talks about godliness.
但係冇乜人係會講呢個世界係會希望得到敬虔嘅。
Maybe it's because we're too ashamed to speak of it.
或者如果我哋係講敬虔嘅話，我哋就會好似感到好羞恥。
Or it would be a sign that we're too proud.
或者若果我哋講敬虔嘅話，人哋睇我哋就好似好驕傲。
Or that it's too high.
或者係太過高尚。
Or maybe also because we just live in a society that really does not ascribe that much to God.
或者呢個世界就係唔要係得著神嘅。
Many still acknowledge God.
即使好多人承認有神。
But not much more than that.
但係卻係冇神嗰個性情。
And so there is not much that is known about God's divine nature.
所以對於神嗰個神性係冇乜人會去追求。
But praise and thank the Lord.
但係感謝主。
That the Lord does want us to be godly people.
主係希望我哋作一班敬虔嘅人。
And not only does He want us to be godly people, but it even says in the beginning of this letter that He has granted to us, in verse 3 of chapter 1, He has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
主唔單止要我哋作敬虔嘅人，喺第三節嗰度講，佢已經將一切關乎生命敬虔嘅事賜給我們。
So godliness then is actually something that the Lord wants to equip us with.
所以主實在希望我哋嚟去掌握呢一個敬虔呢一個性情。
So what is godliness?
咁敬虔係咩回事咧
？How would you define it or describe it?
你點樣去形容敬虔呢一個性情咧
？Maybe simply put, it's having the nature of God.
或者好簡單嚟講，就係有神。
If you look in the dictionary, it'll say pious or devout or religious.
如果你去喺用呢個字嚟去查字典，佢或者你會揾到一啲好虔誠嘅人。
I found it helpful to look back at the original word.
但係如果你睇翻原文，我哋或者可以有更加多嘅認識。
Because the original word is actually a compound word.
因為呢個原文敬虔係兩個嘅字嚟嘅。
It consists of two words.
就係兩個字。
The first one is to do well.
第一個字要做得好。
And the second one is to worship.
第二個字要去敬拜。
So in other words, godliness is to worship well.
所以換句話嚟講，敬虔就係要敬拜得好。
To worship well, we first have to worship correctly.
你若果你要去敬拜得好，你要敬拜個對象，你要去找得住。
We have to worship in spirit and truth.
我哋要去喺心靈同誠實裏面敬拜。
And to worship well, we must present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to the Lord.
若果我哋要去敬拜得好，我哋係要將我哋將自己獻上當作活祭。
That which is acceptable to Him.
就係將呢一啲神所喜悅嘅嚟獻上俾佢。
Because this is our spiritual service of worship.
因為我哋咁樣侍奉係理所當然嘅。
Do you see how it is that we can be godly?
大家見唔見到我哋點樣能夠作敬虔嘅人咧
？It is a life of worshiping the Lord.
就係一個敬拜主嘅生命。
It's not just something that we do when we come here on Sundays, Sunday mornings.
唔單止係我哋每個星期日。早上嚟到呢一度所作嘅敬拜。
It's not just something that we do when we spend 10, 15, 20 minutes every morning in the Word of God.
亦都唔係我哋每天早上係喺主嘅話裏面花15分鐘嘅時間。
It's a life of living before the Lord.
係一個活喺主面前嘅嗰個嘅生命。
Not just living, but living well.
唔單止係過活，係要活得好。
Where we've devoted ourselves to the Lord.
我哋要將自己整個人嚟獻俾主。
Where we want to live for the Lord.
我哋要係為主而活。
And where we want to be pleasing unto the Lord.
我哋要係讓主嚟去得到喜悅。
This is godliness.
呢一個就係敬虔。
It's not something that is easy to do.
唔係一啲好容易作嘅事情。
And we know that even that those who do it, that they will be persecuted.
我們亦都曉得,若果你是要過敬虔的生活,你會是要受苦的。
Peter had this understanding.
彼得自己就有這個學習。
In the second chapter, when he writes about Lot.
在第二章的時候,當他寫到關及羅德的事情的時候,
he describes Lot as one who was righteous.
他形容羅德是一個公義的人。
Living amongst a host of ungodly people in Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是活在這一班所多瑪、俄摩拉這一班邪惡的人的裡面。
And Lot was tormented day after day with their lawless deeds.
羅德因著他們所犯的罪,他為他們憂傷。
But thank the Lord that he knows, that the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation.
但是感謝主,主是曉得怎樣去搭救這一班義人。
Our Lord is sovereign.
主是掌管一切的。
And he protects those who would desire to be godly.
他要搭救,去保護那一些願意作敬虔人的那一班。
I cannot help but think of this story, this news article that came up this week.
當我想起這一點的時候,我實在是聯想到剛剛過去一個星期有一篇的新聞。
And maybe you heard a little bit about it. It made bigger news at the beginning of summer.
或者你從前都聽過,在暑假開始的時候,那個新聞是更加大的迴響。
It was news about this baker from Colorado.
就是一個在科羅拉多州裡面一個整蛋糕的一個人。
You may remember the case. It came to the Supreme Court last year.
或者你記得這一宗新聞,上年這一宗案就去到最高法院那裡。
June 2017.
2017年6月17號。
And it was finally decided upon in June of 2018.
結果就在2018年6月的時候,最高法院就有這個結果。
There's this baker in Colorado.
就是這個整餅的人在科羅拉多州。
Who 6 years ago was asked to bake a wedding cake.
6年前,有人就叫他去做一個結婚蛋糕。
For a gay couple.
就是為了一對同性戀的人去做這個結婚蛋糕。
And he declined to bake a cake for them.
這個整餅的就拒絕,
because of his faith in Christ.
因為因著他在基督裡面的信心,
because he feels that his work, he's a pastry chef, is art that glorifies God.
因為這個人他的看見就是他為整餅這個藝術是用來榮耀神的。
And so if he had to bake a cake that would celebrate gay marriage, it would be in contrast to glorifying his Lord.
所以若果他要弄一個蛋糕來去慶祝一對同性戀的人來去結婚,他所作的就會違背了他對神來去榮耀神的那個宗旨。
So he refused. He offered them another cake, but not a wedding cake.
所以他拒絕為這對同性戀的人來去做一個結婚蛋糕, 即使他是願意跟他做另一個蛋糕。
And so this individual, this baker, was taken before the Colorado State Agency.
所以這個整餅的就被帶到科羅拉多州的政府前面。
And through the different court systems in Colorado.
就被人告,是告去不同。 科羅拉多州的法院裡面,
as they continue to rule against him and he would appeal.
這些法院都不斷地來去定這個整餅的,來去定他罪。
As a result of all these rulings, he had to stop selling wedding cakes.
因著這些案件,他要去停止他的生意。
He lost 40% of his business, he had to lay off employees.
他失去了他生意四成的生意,他亦都要去解僱一些員工。
He and his wife received numerous death threats.
他和他的太太亦都因著這件事情, 係被好多人嘅恐嚇。
But he remained steadfast in his faith for the Lord.
但係佢係仍然去持守喺主面前嗰個信。
So he took the case all the way up to the Supreme Court.
所以佢就去將呢個案件帶到最高法院嘅前面。
And the Supreme Court actually ruled in his favor and overturned the lower court's ruling.
咁呢個最高法院嘅結果就係將從前法院嗰啲嘅結果嚟去推翻。
And so they cited that the state of Colorado had violated his First Amendment rights.
咁所以呢個最高法院就判斷呢一個科羅拉多州佢係違背咗呢一個憲法第一條嗰一條。
And that the state cannot impose regulations that are hostile to religious beliefs.
就係呢一個州政府唔可以去去立法嚟去阻止一啲人宗教嘅思想嗰個嘅表達。
So that was great news.
咁呢一個係一個好消息。
It's wonderful to see that there are individuals who would stand up for the Lord in this culture.
我哋實在係感謝主，係有人願意喺呢一個世代裏面嚟去站起來為主作見證。
But that is not the end of the story.
但係最高法院嗰個嘅宣判唔係呢個故事嘅終結。
Because shortly after the Supreme Court ruling,
就係喺呢一個法院嗰個判斷之後
，the state of Colorado took up another case against them.
咁呢一個科羅拉多州又再去嚟去告呢一個嘅整餅嘅。
So this was back in June of 2018.
就喺啱啱2018年六月嘅事情所發生。
So the second case that had came up a year earlier in June of 2017.
就係原來喺2017年六月有第二個嘅指控。
The day that it was announced that the first case was going to the Supreme Court，
就係喺係嗰一日，就係呢一間單案係去到最高法院嗰一日。
This baker received a call to bake a cake。
呢個整餅嘅收到另外一個嘅電話，要整另外一個蛋糕。
To celebrate a transgender change.
嗰個蛋糕係整出嚟要去慶祝一個變性人變性嘅嗰一個嘅事情。
This woman who was an attorney, she had changed from male to female.
咁呢一個嘅女人係一個律師嚟嘅，咁佢就由男人係變咗做女人。
And this baker believes that on the day that the original case went up to the Supreme Court, she called him multiple times.
咁呢一個整餅嘅就相信就係喺佢另外一單案係去到最高法院嗰一日，呢一個變性嘅女律師就去打電話俾呢一個整餅嘅
asking him to bake a cake
就係要求佢去整蛋糕
to celebrate something against what he believed in
就係去整一個蛋糕嚟慶祝一啲呢個整餅人係同佢嘅信心違背佢信心嘅呢一件事情。
So he refused.
所以呢個整餅嘅就拒絕。
The attorney filed a complaint。
咁呢一個嘅變性嘅女律師亦都係去告佢。
That complaint was placed in suspense until the Supreme Court ruled this past June。
咁呢一單案就係喺呢個州立嘅法院就等直至呢個最高法院對另外一單案嚟去作出判決。
Then the complaint was taken up。
咁判決完之後，啱啱呢一年啱啱六月嘅時候。
It is quickly determined that the state had probable cause that this man had violated state law。
咁呢個州立嘅法院就立即就話呢一個整餅嘅又再一次係。去犯罪啦。
Because he was discriminating against this individual, an attorney who had this transgender.
因為佢係歧視呢一啲變性嘅人。
So what came up this week in the New York Times?
咁啱啱呢個星期喺報紙裏邊我哋見到
was that he was filing his own case complaint.
咁呢一個整餅嘅就自己嚟去告呢一個州政府。
He was going to take a lawsuit against the Governor of the state of Colorado.
咁嚟去告呢一個州長
for discriminating against him.
就係呢個州長嚟去歧視佢。
And so he writes that I'm facing a new complaint for declining to create a custom cake that expresses a message I would not communicate for anyone. Something Colorado has repeatedly said other cake artists have the freedom to do. Colorado just seems to be looking for opportunities to punish me for my faith.
向呢個州長咁樣講，咁我再一次去俾人告，因為我拒絕去做一個蛋糕嚟去表達一啲與我嘅信嚟去相對嘅一啲事情。咁呢一個州立嘅政府好似係不斷嘅去找尋機會嚟去攻擊我嘅信心，我嘅信仰。
So he is like that godly man.
所以喺呢度就好似嗰一個義人一樣
，who's being attacked for his faith.
就係因著佢嘅信心俾人嚟去攻擊。He
desires to honor God in his business.
佢係希望喺佢嘅生意上面嚟去榮耀神。
In his life.
喺佢嘅生命裏面榮耀神。
And as he says, ultimately unto his master.
就係要向佢嘅主人嚟去負責。
Hence the name of his bakery shop.
所以佢嗰個整餅嗰個鋪頭就係叫做呢一個
Masterpiece
Bakery。
Masterpiece Bakery
就係呢一個傑作嘅餅店。
This is the opposition that we are facing today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，呢一個就係我哋今日要面對嘅嗰個攻擊。
I don't know how or where we are of it.
我哋唔知，我哋知唔知道
？And maybe we're somewhat oblivious to it because we're not alert.
或者可能因著我哋唔係警醒，我哋唔謹慎，
not,
我哋根本就感覺唔到呢啲嘅攻擊。
And we're not those who want to really pursue godliness.
或者可能我哋唔係一班要追求敬虔嘅呢一班信主嘅人。
That we just reserve godliness for a few special saints.
我哋就係覺得敬虔就係指係嗰一啲聖人就係要去得著嘅。
But the Lord has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
但係主已經將一切關乎生命同敬虔嘅事賜過俾我哋。
As Peter says, he wants us to have his divine nature.
就好似彼得咁樣去勉勵我哋，我哋係要得著主嗰個嘅性情。
So we know it's not easy to lead a godly life is exemplified by this story.
我哋喺呢個故事，我哋見到我哋要過呢一個敬虔嘅生活係好困難嘅。
But God's grace is sufficient.
但係主嘅恩典夠我哋用。
And so this is a third matter that I'd like to highlight this morning.
所以今天早上願意同大家分享第三點。
In his last verse of the letter.
就喺呢一篇書信裏面最後一節。
Where Peter encourages us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得係勉勵我哋要喺救主耶穌基督嘅恩典同知識上有長進。
This is not unlike the heart that he has as he writes in the beginning of the letter. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
就好像剛才彼得後書第一章第二節開始的時候，他這樣說，是願因為平安，因你們認識神，我們主耶穌，多多的加給你們。
You know that the grace of God has appeared. And it's instructed us to say no to godliness and to worldly desires. The grace of God has appeared, and it's instructed us to say no to worldly desires and ungodliness.
所以恩典嘅出現係要叫我哋向拒絕呢個世界所有不敬虔嘅事情。
Instead, the grace of God appeared so that we might be those who would live sensibly, righteously and godly in this present age.
恩典係要我哋活喺呢個世上，係過呢一個敬虔、聖潔嘅生活。
Grace is something that precedes knowledge.
恩典係比知識而先嘅。
As men, we all strive for knowledge.
我哋人都係希望得著知識。
But I don't think we strive so much for grace.
但係好多時候我哋唔會去尋求恩典嘅。
Yes, it's by grace that we're saved through faith.
我哋係蒙恩係因著信，亦都係因著恩典。
But we always seem to fall back and regress in trying to do things on our own.
但係好多時候我哋得救之後就退步啦。好多時候我哋嘗試去靠自己。
Because we're such an independent people.
因為我哋都係一班獨立嘅人。
We don't want handouts.
我哋唔希望去靠其他人。
We want to do it ourselves in our own time, in our own way.
我哋希望就係就係用跟住我嘅方法、我嘅時間嚟去作事情。
But Peter reminds us that we are to be individuals who would grow in grace.
但係彼得提醒我哋要作一班喺恩典裡面有長進嘅一班人。
Both in receiving it and extending it.
喺接受恩典。施受恩典，我哋都要有同樣學習。
I had my own lesson of learning grace this week.
啱啱過一個星期喺恩典呢件事情，我都有啲學習。
My son just moved back home a couple weeks ago.
咁我個仔啱啱喺幾個星期前就搬翻嚟屋企。
I mentioned it a little bit last week at the sharing meeting.
上個禮拜喺交通聚會都有少少嘅交通。
So he just graduated and brought back all his belongings.
咁佢啱啱畢業就將佢所有嘅嘢搬翻嚟屋企。
And most of my kids are not quite as neat as me.
我四個仔大部分都唔係好似我咁整齊嘅。
They always tell me they know where their things are.
咁佢成日都話咁我唔
where their possessions are.
咁佢都問我我啲嘢喺邊咧
？Even though it may be under the bed or halfway falling out of the closet.
我可能喺牀下底或者喺書櫃後面。
So I've been emphasizing to them the importance of keeping things tidy and neat because now there's six of us, six big people living in this home.
咁我就向佢嚟去希望佢整齊一啲因為喺間屋裏面而家有六個大人啦。
And it's not just a matter of being neat, but it's really a matter of being courteous to one another.
咁唔單止係要整齊，更加重要嘅就係向大家互相嘅尊重。
So my son has this habit. He likes to study.
咁我個仔有一個嘅習慣，佢中意讀書嘅。
So he's always studying late at night with his laptop downstairs.
咁佢成日都係喺好夜就喺樓下間房就攞住佢電腦嚟去讀書。
And he drinks his cup of tea.
咁佢亦都飲茶。
And so when he gets tired at night, he just goes up and goes to bed.
咁當佢疲倦嘅時候，咁佢就上樓上翻房瞓覺。
And he leaves his teacup and his laptop down there on the sofa.
咁佢就將嗰杯茶同埋嗰個嘅電腦就留喺下面間房裏面。
And so I'm always telling him to pick up after himself.
咁我就成日提醒佢你要去自己去有手尾。
I mean, this isn't something that has just happened these past few weeks.
咁實在唔係。啱啱嗰三個星期至發生嘅。
I mean, this is just something that is part of his habits.
呢啲都係佢一直嘅習慣。
So I was trying to help him change into better habits.
咁我嘗試就去改變佢呢個習慣。
So I told him like a father, I threatened him. I said, I'm going to take your laptop. I'm going to put it out away.
咁我就嘗試用呢一個父親嗰個權柄嚟去恐嚇佢，咁就同佢講，我會將你個電腦嚟去掉去出邊。
So earlier this week, I took his laptop and I threw it onto his bed.
咁我就啱啱過去星期，咁就攞咗佢電腦，就將佢掉去佢張牀裏面。
That would be a sure sign. He goes to bed, he sees his laptop is up on his bed.
咁實在嘅，咁當佢去到佢牀嘅時候，見到揾到佢嘅電腦，佢就知道咩事啦。
The next day, that is.
咁第二日佢就知道發生咩事啦。
But a couple days later，
但係過咗幾日之後
，there's a laptop and a cup of tea downstairs again。
咁喺下邊嗰間房又係見到同一個電腦，同一杯茶。
And I thought I'm going to really get him this time。
咁我就諗今次我一定要佢學習呢個功課。
I'm going to put his laptop and his cup of tea outside， just like I said I would。
我就將佢呢部電腦同佢杯茶就拎出去出邊。
And my wife said, "Are you sure you want to do that?"
咁我太太就問我你係咪真係咁樣做咧
？You know, his laptop has all his important stuff on it.
佢部電腦裡面有好多好重要嘅文件。
It might get ruined.
咁可能你真係出邊可能俾毀壞嘅喎。
Now, so the father in me insisted that this must be done.
咁喺我裡面呢一個父親呢個偉格咁就要去一定要咁樣做。
Well, I didn't sleep that well that night.
咁嗰一晚我瞓得唔係咁好。
And the next morning when I got up to have my quiet times,
第二朝早上當我喺主面前有安靜嘅時候
I normally open up the curtains to the patio door.
咁我通常就係打開窗簾就見到後院出邊。
And there was a laptop in the glass.
咁我打開嘅時候就見到嗰部電腦同埋嗰杯茶。
And I try to have the quiet times with the Lord.
咁我就嘗試喺主面前安靜。
But it just bugs me. There's the laptop in there.
但係每一次見到呢部電腦同呢杯茶，咁我就安靜唔到。
I kept struggling with the Lord. Oh, Lord, what should I do with it? I should just teach him a lesson. Just leave it out.
咁我就喺主面前不斷嘅掙扎。咁我就同主講，咁我應該點做咧？我想教我仔呢個功課。
But the Lord reminded me that if it were you, our brother and sister, if you were staying in my house and you chose to leave your laptop where I didn't like it, I would look past that.
主就提醒我，若果嗰個唔係我仔，係你哋當中弟兄姊妹，咁如果你係住喺我屋企，你就將你個電腦同埋杯茶留咗喺下面，咁我會唔會咁樣做咧？ 咁我就同主講，我唔會，我會忘記佢。
But for my son, I had to teach him a lesson.
但係對於我個仔，我要教佢呢個功課。I'm
his only father.
因為我係佢唯一嘅父。But
the Lord had his way with me.
但係主實在喺我裡面有佢嘅教導。
So you don't know how many times I walked in and out that patio door trying to decide what to do.
咁我就喺嗰度門裡面行咗一次，就諗要做啲咩。
The Lord finally moved me to go place his laptop back in the room where it belongs and to take his cup and put it in the kitchen sink.
主最後就要我將呢部電腦帶回來，將呢一杯茶放在廚房。
So the next morning when my son and my wife woke up, and they texted me and said, where's the laptop?
第二天早上，我太太和我兒子都發這些短訊問我，那個電腦在哪裡呢？
And my wife, and I told my wife, my son, they are where they belong.
咁我就同我太太同埋我個仔講，咁你個電腦就喺屬於佢嘅地方。
To which my wife responded to my son, saying, "Father's mercy and grace."
咁我太太就咁樣去話俾我仔講，呢一個係父嗰個嘅慈愛同埋憐憫。
And yes, indeed, this is our Heavenly Father's mercy and grace upon us.
實在的，主嗰個嘅憐憫恩典係臨到我哋身上面。
Oh, how many times do we displace or mishandle the matters of God?
我哋係何等多係將主嘅事情放錯咗喺佢應有嘅位置咧？
And we think we know better.
我哋以為自己曉得。
We think there's a smarter way.
我哋以為有更加聰明嘅方法。
Or certainly a more expedient way.
或者有啲更加方便嘅方法。
And so we try to take things in our own hands.
所以我哋就用我哋自己嘅方法嚟去作主嘅事情。
Sometimes it works out well.
可能係會成功。
And sometimes it does not.
但係有好多時候都會失敗。
But the Lord is gracious.
但係主自己充滿恩典。
And he shows to us that he has a better way.
他是教導我們，他的方法是更高的。
Not just even a higher way.
是更加好的。
But a more lovely way.
而且他的方法是充滿著愛的。
Brothers and sisters, we are people of grace.
弟兄姊妹，我們都是得著恩典的這一班。
We are who we are today. We are here today because of the love of God.
今日喺呢一度，完全係因著神嘅慈愛
and His graciousness to us.
同埋神向我哋恩典。
May we hold on to His grace.
實在願意我哋都找緊呢一點。
May we not let go.
要我哋都係找緊呢一點。
And cling or run to something else.
我哋唔好嚟去追求另一啲嘅事物。
But may we really come to learn that His grace is sufficient for us.
要我們去認識祂的恩典是夠我們用的。
And that His power is perfected in weakness.
祂的能力就是在這一群軟弱的人身上來彰顯出來。
As we live in this frail body that is diminishing.
當我們活著在這個不斷毀壞的身體上的時候。
As we live in this world where there is so much ungodliness.
當我們活在這個充滿不敬虔的世代裡面的時候。
The spirit is willing but our flesh is weak.
當我們的靈是願意，我們的身體是軟弱的時候。
But when we are weak, he can be strong.
但是我們要看見，當我們軟弱的時候，主自己是 是能力?
Are we willing to let Him be strong in our lives?
我们愿不愿意让主, 成为我们生命的能力呢?
Are we willing to let Him to be strong to enable us to continue looking for Him in His return?
愿不愿意让主的能力在我们的身上面, 使我们能够去期待主的再来呢?
Do we remember that our struggle is not against flesh and blood?
我们记不记得我们的争战不是与肉体血气来争战呢?
But against the world forces, the spiritual forces of darkness and evil.
就是与这些黑暗世代的这些掌权的来争战呢?
Which allows us to turn the other cheek and to go that extra mile even when we've been wrong.
我们要像主一样,人家打我们一边面,我们让人去打另一边面。
Because we know that there is more than just the here and the now.
因为我们晓得,就是有在现在和这一处的地方以外,有更高的事情。
And that this body that we live in is just a temporary tent.
我们要看见我们所住的这个身体只是一个短暂的一个帐篷。
As we await for the Lord to clothe us with His heavenly garments.
当我们去等待主是用自己的身体来去披戴我们的时候。
May we be ones who really have this yearning, this heart, just as our brother Peter had.
愿意我们都好像彼得一样有他的心志
to look for the coming of the day of God
来去期望期待主那个日子
to look for those new heavens and the new earth
来去期待那个新天新地
to be taken to that place where there will no longer be any death or mourning or crying or pain
再在那里再没有死亡再没有痛苦再没有流泪
and where there is no need for sun or moon to shine upon it
在那里没有再需要有日头和月亮
but the glory of God will illuminate the city will illuminate us
因为神的荣耀要发光
because the lamp is the lamb
因为羔羊就是那个灯
let us be thankful for what we have
愿意我们都充满感恩我们所得着的
let us grow in grace
愿意我们都在恩典里面有长进
may we learn to be diligent
愿意我们都是要竭力的
and how we conduct ourselves with godliness
来要去活这个敬虔的生活
and may we be alert on our guard
使我们都是警醒来去谨慎
not with what is just going on around us here and now
不单止来去保守我们周围身边的
but with what is to come
亦都去警醒来去期待要来的
For when we can live out these three different matters, these three different G's,
就是当我们能够去这样来去警醒、谨慎、过敬虔的生活和在基督恩典里面长进的时候,
when we can guard, when we can live in godliness, when we can grow in God's grace,
就是当我们能够在主面前这样去过活的时候,
then a fourth G will be realized.
第四个G就会成为实际,
and that is glory.
这个第四个G就是glory,就是荣耀
The glory of God will be manifested both now and to the day of eternity
就是神的荣耀要从今直到永远来去彰显出来
Amen
Amen
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you reveal these simple truths unto us
天父,感谢你是将这些简单的真理来去我们启示出来
That you have such a great heart for Your people.
你向着你的百姓有何等大的慈爱的心
That you don't just leave us abandoned in this dark and this empty world.
你不是要遗弃我们在这个又黑暗又邪恶的世代
But that you have given us this treasure.
但是你是将这个宝贝来去赐给我们
As you have deposited your life within us.
你将你的生命来去赐给我们
And you have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
你亦都将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事物赐给我们
We praise and thank you for your wisdom.
实在感谢赞美你这个智慧
We praise and thank you for your grace upon us.
亦都感谢赞美你在我们身上的恩典
May you quicken us.
愿你使我们警醒过来。
And give us that heart that we would want to worship you well.
给我们有这个愿意敬拜得好的这个心。
in all areas of our lives.
在我们的生活, 每一个部分,
in all moments of our day and week.
在我们每一日每一刻,
that we may be that pleasing sacrifice unto you.
我们能够都作这个你所喜悦的活祭,
that sweet aroma of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是这个基督生命的香气,
take your place among your people this day.
求你在这一日这个时刻, 来去得着你该有应得的位置,
and may your perfect work and may your perfect will be done.
愿你这个美善的旨意来得到成全,
for your glory and for your name's sake.
为着你的荣耀, 为着你的名的缘故,
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
祈祷奉耶稣的名求,
Amen.
Amen.